Hi, Craig James, with a look at the latest State of the States report. This is the report that CommSec does every quarter to assess how state and territory economies are performing against one another. And it's fairly simple in terms of what we do. We look at eight key indicators, indicators like, you know, so the job market, like retail spending and economic growth. We look at the current value, compare it with the decade average, and then see how each of the state and territories are performing on that sort of metric. And that gives us in relative terms, which state or territory economy is performing best. Now, what we can say at the outset is that we are in the COVID, you know, environment, but what we've seen is a fairly solid performance by all state and territory economies, particularly in terms of the jobless rate, which is historically low right the way across Australia. But in terms of these rankings, there's always got to be somebody that comes first, and that's Tasmania yet again. For the seventh consecutive quarter, we've got Tasmania at the top of the economic leaderboard. ACT ranks number two, and then we've got an equal third position between Western Australia and New South Wales. We've got an equal fifth position between Victoria and South Australia, and then we've got Queensland in seventh position, and then Northern Territory in eighth. One thing to highlight right at the very beginning is that Tasmania clearly leads in terms of the economic performance rankings, but there's little to separate any of the other state and territory economies. That means the challenges to Tasmania's top position could come from any one of the other seven economies. If we look at Tasmania first, and remembering we look at eight key indicators, on four of those indicators, Tasmania ranks number one. It ranks number one in terms of construction work, relative unemployment, retail spending, and also dwelling starts. And it ranks second on three of the indicators: equipment investment, relative economic growth, and relative population growth. So certainly Tasmania is well deserving in terms of its top ranking. So where are the challenges likely to come from over the next couple of quarters? Tasmania is probably going to remain out on top of the rankings for probably the next 6 to 9 months. It is solidly ahead on all the economic indicators. But if there's going to be any challenges, one of the challenges could be Queensland. Queensland certainly will benefit from opening up in terms of the tourism sector. And we can throw Northern Territory, perhaps even Western Australia in the mix. Each of those state and territory economies are holding up well in terms of population growth, and they'll be supported by higher commodity prices as well. One of the other things that we look at in terms of a challenger to the top rankings is the states and territories with economic momentum. And if we look at that, you know, so Western Australia and Northern Territory, they top the annual growth figures on three of the measures. So certainly Western Australia and Northern Territory have got momentum on its side. Northern Territory in particular, it exceeds the national average on growth on six out of the eight indicators. So we could see surprises coming through over the next year or so. And Northern Territory, as I say, has got momentum. But it will be interesting to see how the state and territory economies do perform when the borders are all down and we've got economies which are operating more normally than what we've seen over the last 12 months.